Hey guys, be a part of the Bob Culture Podcast by supporting me on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast for some great incentives. Start spreading the news, and welcome to Season 3 of the Bob Culture Podcast, special New York Yankees postseason edition. I'm joined, as always, by the sports guru himself and Yankees diehard, Mr. @HateYouSports on Twitter, Tim Urich. What's up, bro?
What's going on, man? Happy to be here. Ready to go.
I know. It's Yankees postseason baseball. Can't wait. Also, I'm thrilled to see my old friend and be joined by the three-time Emmy Award winner, Mr. Angelo. How are you, bro?
Good. Happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Thanks for your time, guys.
I have a question. Do you get to keep those actual trophies? Like, do you have the trophy
itself? I have three of them.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's good.
Nice.
Good for you. Congratulations.
That's cool.
My wife is very jealous because she wants the EGOT, you know. So she wants that. So, well, I mean, you're a quarter of the way there, man. You just need
almost. A few more.
Yeah, there you go. Good for you, man. But guys, thanks for making this happen on such short notice. You know, we had to see what happened in the postseason. You know, Tim had a very good point. You know, the sports keep moving. You know, it's hard to get everyone together, but we made it happen. I think we got a game in an hour and 15 minutes. Obviously, they started their series with the Astros last night. But before we talk about all that, Yankees, they're a fun team. They're generally young. You know, we had all these big stars. Now we have these younger guys that are just very likable and relatable. They had a great series against the Cleveland Indians. There's just something very likable, something very special. What are you guys' impressions of this team overall during the season?
Definitely, it's a different feel than that's been for the last, like, 10 years, sure. Where you see a bunch of guys who are out there really having fun, whether it's a July game against Arizona or a playoff game that we saw the past week. The whole thing with the cameraman home run interviews and the dugout afterwards, I mean, I could never see like a Gary Sheffield, Giambi era team doing something like that and really enjoying themselves. So that's, I think, one of the reasons why it's been really fun to watch this team. It hasn't been as stoic as in years past. And, I just enjoy the character of this team.
Well said.
Yeah, I agree with you. These guys, they're young. I know they have the moniker of the Baby Bombers. But, you know, you got young guys with the mix of some veteran presence that are there, and they're having fun playing baseball. You said the word stoic, and when you think stoic in Yankees, you think Derek Jeter. If Derek Jeter was on the team, maybe the way that he went about business, there wouldn't be as much lightness and fun that was going on today, but these kids, they're just young, they're having fun, they're scoring runs, they're winning games, and it's made for a great brand of baseball right now.
Absolutely, I agree, and there's guys that can hit, that make it exciting, there's guys that just have that it factor, that make it fun for us fans, you know, I mean, we had so many great Yankees over the year, you know, I always loved Matsui, he was always one of my favorites, obviously Jeter, a lot of comparisons with Judge to Jeter, a lot of that. Who are some of your guys' favorites on the team right now? Who do you guys love?
I'm a big fan of...
can't say all.
I would say all of them if I could.
I know.
I'm a big fan of Greg Bird. Now, I know he's had his injury troubles, but he's a guy that, and, you know, maybe you guys could chime in a little bit. I think the way that they talk about him, the way that the way that they say things about him in interviews and what's written about him, I think if he stays the course, he'll be the next captain.
Really?
I know people are saying Judge because Judge had his monster rookie year this year, and the way that Judge, you know, presents himself, he's this, you know, humble dude and he goes about his business. But I think that Greg Bird is a guy that goes to work every day and hopefully his injuries are behind him, and his swing is tailor-made for Yankee Stadium. So he kind of reminds me of that Tino Martinez type swing, and yes, it's the lefty in him, but I think that right now he's, you know, probably one of my favorites other than Didi, but we all love Didi right now, so
that's right.
Yeah, I was gonna say Didi out of the current team. I think Didi's probably my favorite everyday player. Just you know, he came into a tough position. How you feel in for, like, a legend like Jeter? So he had a tough place to start, and it seems that every year he's gotten better. He brings it in the field as well as that bat. So right now, Sir Didi is one of my favorite guys. Even though he's really new to the team, Frazier, just because he's a local Jersey guy, he grew up a Yankee fan. I remember him playing in the Little League World Series, and now here he is on the team. So I like that, and it seems that he really brings the team together. He's kind of like the locker room leader guy, which is nice.
And that's rare when you see a guy that comes at the free agent deadline come in and take that role.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, helps to blend everybody together more so than they were.
And I said the old guard, CeCe Sabathia, too.
Yeah.
You know, battled back from knee injury, battled back from personal issues, and he had a great season. He's looked great in his two playoff starts. I actually wanted him to start against Minnesota, just because I thought, you know, the moment when it get to him the way it did to Severino. And those would be my three current team probably favorite guys.
Nice. And I like that you said the old guard. Obviously, I love, you know, CeCe. He's really stepping up. He's been doing great. I love the Gardner still there, too.
Yeah.
We have this debate, my core circle group of friends. You know, Gardner's not going to go down as a great Yankee, but he's been so consistent. He's got gold gloves to his credit. He goes and he plays and he grinds out, and it's super noticeable in the couple at-bats he had versus the Indians. I think they were 10-plus pitch at-bats.
Yeah.
The dude is just a grinder, and he goes and he plays, and he'll give you everything he's got. It's kind of like a throwback to early baseball players.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel about that Gardner, too. You know.
Totally. And then, you know, I hear some people talking on the radio. They're talking about, oh, you know, would his number get retired down the line? Also because of what number, you know, was it number 11?
It is number 11,
saying,
yeah.
So that would work out as well. But always been a fan.
I don't know. I would not be on board with that.
No.
Yeah, a lot of people say, yeah.
No disrespect to him.
No disrespect to him. I mean, if they gave him a plaque as being a really, you know, long-tenured Yankee, not number retired, but like just a plaque off to the side, I'd be okay with that.
And that's super rare nowadays, loyalty to a team, definitely. So this is kind of a silly question, but obviously I was going to say, what are your expectations? Obviously, I think we all have the same hopes, I should say. We want a World Series again, you know? We want the Yankees to go all the way. This is an exciting team, like we said. But I'll ask you guys this first. What were you guys' like expectations earlier on? Like, did we think we would even be here at some point, or what did you guys think about this team?
Well, you know, I thought they could be competitive in the AL East for all season and possibly contend for a wild card. That's kind of where I thought the Yankees were going to fall.
Well done.
They exceeded, I think, because they really were going into the last week of the season, the division was in their grasp. They didn't get it, but they were right there, and they blew the other wild card teams out of the water where, you know, we weren't worrying about what seed they were going to get in the wild card. That was pretty locked up for a while. So I would say they exceeded expectations. And, you know, when they drew Cleveland, I was like, oh, you know, we got the best team in the AL. Mm. And, you know, honestly, I think we outplayed them 4 out of 5 games. We lost one of those games that we outplayed them. But at this point now, I'm hoping they make the World Series. You know, we beat Cleveland. Why can't we beat Houston at this point?
I like that. I like how you said that. Why can't, you know? Why can't we be? And it looked like we're up to the task so far.
We'll see. Pitching is going to be the main thing, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. As far as expectations, going into the season, you know, we all knew that there were some question marks at pitching. Were they going to get consistent pitching? We knew Severino was coming back off of a really bad year, and he stepped it up huge. I don't think anybody, you know, could have predicted how awesome he would have done this year. Tanaka has been up and down, and CeCe completely reinventing himself and, you know, pitching and keeping guys off balance. He's done a phenomenal job. Health-wise, I mean, every team's going to have their bumps and bruises, so they, you know, for the most part, the core, you know, team stayed healthy. You know, Didi was out because of the WBC injury early. Sanchez was out early, but they came back. And once everybody really got healthy, they clicked. As far as expectations before the season, I really thought that they were going to hover around that second wild card and then fall off in September. And that's, you know, that was my honest opinion because I just didn't think that the kids were going to be there. but with expectations, sometimes you have to reevaluate, and that's what Cashman did when he became a buyer at the deadline. And, you know, I use this analogy. If you worked for some sort of company and they said, hey, we need you to make, we'll say it's a house, we'll just use it for an example. We need you to make one house a day, you know, get it done, and then, you know, we'll pay you a certain amount of money. But you realize that you can make two houses in a day. You have to recalibrate your expectations, and you have to go forth with these new expectations. So that's what happened with this Yankee team, and they're, you know, flourishing right now.
Absolutely. Angela brought up the point about, you know, obviously they got matched up with the Cleveland Indians as a tough matchup, and there was that I don't want to say managing error, but there, you know, I have to believe it was game two. A lot of people were down on Girardi. He eventually came out and admitted he made a mistake. What do you guys think of Girardi? Before I tell you what I think, you guys like Girardi? You think it's time to? I see some faces here.
I'll say this.
Yeah, go ahead.
At least my personal opinion. I think he's a good manager, but maybe an over manager a bit. But
yeah,
who are you going to replace him with? And until you have somebody better to replace him with, I'd rather stick with Girardi than take a gamble on somebody you're not sure of. And I tell you one thing, and you could see it in his post-game interviews after game two, the man cares a lot.
Ding, ding, ding. I like you said that.
And I'd rather have somebody who's maybe over-invested than disinterested. So I know where his heart is, you know, but sometimes he just needs to, like, just relax the grip a little bit that he has.
Really well said. I agree with everything you just said.
Yeah, I agree 100% with you. Girardi overmanages a lot. He goes by the book a lot. He puts a lot of stock in the numbers. If guy's successful versus somebody, he's going to get the nod. And sometimes, you know, you could see his decisions. Early in the year, I can't remember who it was, but they were on a tear. Like, two games in a row, had multiple home runs and a couple RBIs, and then the next day, they were sitting.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't anything like a lefty-righty matchup, but the guy was hot, and he got the day off. And sometimes I question those moves. Just the way that I've seen him manage the bullpen, it's been okay. He does get guys up and down a lot. So
yeah,
he'll get guys, he'll get them loose, they'll sit down for an inning or two, he'll get them back up, get them loose, and then, you know, maybe it takes another inning to get them in the game, which I guess, understandably, is part of the game, especially if a guy is wavering early, you know, starters wavering, say, the second or third inning. But sometimes the way that he manages his bullpen, I'm a little concerned with. Overall, I don't mind it. He's, you know, one of our local sports guys, and we have a ton of them here, they always say if he lost his job today, he'd have another job tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what tells you that he's a good manager. So, you know what? We know what we're getting with Girardi. We like Girardi. And he's had success with young teams. He had that Marlins team back in the day that were just all young dudes. And you know what? I honestly think with this group here, he's probably the perfect manager for him.
Yeah. I mean, was manager of the year with like a $35 billion payroll probably.
Yep.
Back then with that Marlins team. So, like, yeah, I don't think there's anyone better out there for this team right now. So you got to take a little bit of the bad with a lot of that good.
True story. It could be the Mets coaching decision.
I love everything you guys said. I mean, I was going to say I like Girardi. Sometimes he overmanages. But, I mean, you guys hit it right on the head. I love what you said, Angelo. I love that you said, you know, You can tell that he cares. You know, his heart's in it.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, he's pretty good with the media. You know, as you know, most coaches aren't. You know, it's tough. I like Girardi, and hopefully he makes some of these right decisions coming up in this series. Tim, you said earlier it's going to come down to pitching, really, in this series. I guess starting with tonight's game, about an hour from now, tonight's game, we got Severino going. What do you think of the pitching staff in general for this series? How do you think this is going to work out, I guess, from both sides?
Well, Severino had that hiccup in the wild card game, and he bounced back really nice in the ALDS. His numbers against Houston are not that good. I think in six starts, he's 0-1, and his ERA is well north of 6. So he needs to come in today's game, and he needs to kind of bring the intensity that he brought with the last game, but kind of keep a calm demeanor. I know that Rothschild, and I look the game within the game, Rothschild, early on in that second start he had in this postseason, went out there and talked to him, and you could read his lips, said, hey, calm down, you know, take a deep breath, your stuff is good enough, and go. He's been fantastic this year. He's the ace of this staff. He's got to go, and he's got to perform like an ace today. He's going up against a good hitting ball club in an atmosphere in Houston that's, it's going to be electric. So as long as his emotions don't get the best of him, as long as he can keep calm and just do his job, I think you get a good start out of him today. And, you know, we need to put up runs early to kind of ease him a little bit more, because if he gets down, I think he might start to overthrow, and I think he might have some trouble. So we'll see. You know, I'm expecting a good start today.
I like it.
Yeah, like you said about that electric atmosphere. If that roof is closed in Houston, it is really, really loud in there. And I think last night, just listening to the game, watching the game, you could hear how loud it was on some of those outs. So
I was kind of happy, though, because it kind of drowned out Joe Buck's commentary.
Yeah. I was upset the switch from Matt Vasgersian to Joe Buck.
I know. I like Matt Vasgersian.
Yeah, he does a good job. Tanaka had such a good start yesterday that at least, even though we took the loss, we didn't really use any bullpen. So just in case, if we have to go to the pen early, all those guys should be relatively fresh and ready to go, which I think is a real positive. That's why, even in a loss, Tanaka, you know, pitched his head off.
Yeah, I like Tanaka.
And, we're going to go up against Verlander. And this Houston team actually reminds me of that Arizona team that we lost to in the World Series, where you had Schilling and Johnson, you know, starting. And then it was a real drop-off, kind of, between the next few starters, where right now we're going to hit the second part of that 1-2 punch, and hopefully we can scrap it out and make Verlander work, pitch a lot, where they have to go to their bullpen maybe in the sixth inning or so. I've seen Verlander have some hiccups in the playoffs before, so I just want us to be a patient at bat, take pitches, and try to work the count with Verlander as much as possible.
Keuchel last night, and Keuchel in general versus the Yankees, he's phenomenal. That dude is pinpoint when he needs to be pinpoint. He's got such late movement on his pitches. You know, you see some of these like really funny swings that the Yankees are having, and that's because that ball is coming in and it looks like a strike, and then it's gone. So they get their swing started early, then they try to make adjustments mid-swing. Keuchel is just phenomenal. Verlander, he's hittable. We saw it. He had a great run at the end of the regular season with Houston. He kind of brought it into the postseason a little bit, other than when he was brought in relief. But, you know, they were just trying to win the game, so bringing Verlander in relief is a little bit different. The Yanks just need to go. They need to attack. They can get success against Verlander, but they need to take their pitches. They need to get to that bullpen, because the strength of this Astros team is not the bullpen. The strength of the Yankee team is the bullpen, but you got to get there with a lead. So if they can get to Verlander early, get to that pen early. Last night, even though Keuchel pitched well, the Astros went to their big two out of the pen, and that's Davinsky and Ken Giles. They got to them last night, and it is a relatively short turnaround. Yes, they played last night, but it's a 4 o'clock start today. Yeah. So, it's essentially a day game after a night game. So I don't know if those guys are going to be, on the table, for as long as they pitched last night.
He threw the closer for Houston. He threw Johnson. A lot of, he came in with what? Was it only one out in the eighth when he came in? So he threw a lot of pitches. Yeah, and
close to 40, over 40, something like that.
I think that Bird home run is going to be in the back of his mind. That was a nice shot, and like
absolutely,
that was real nice to see that
we could only have somebody on base.
Yeah. And and I'm not going to get on Bird for getting thrown out at the plate because, you know, first basemen aren't traditionally the fastest guys out there.
No, but it was the right call because you're going up against Keuchel and everyone seems to be struggling. So at that time, do you send Bird on a ball where the guy didn't have it fielded yet? He would have had to make a perfect throw, which he did.
Yeah.
The tag would have had to been applied, which it was. It was the
right call
to send him. And Sanchez hadn't looked that great at the plate versus Keuchel. So, I mean, I wasn't even upset with the call.
I had no problem with it.
Yeah.
Same.
When you're not getting a lot of hits, you got to take your...
You got to go for it.
Yeah, when you have the chance, you got to take it. So.
Well, before we talk about keys to, I guess, you know, overcoming Houston, you know, how can the Yankees beat them? Who makes us a little nervous on the Astros besides pitching? Who, I mean, I think I know
Altuve.
The answer, but yeah.
There's guys on that team that are just superstars. Carlos Correa, I tell everybody, I go to a lot of games, and Carlos Correa hit one of the hardest balls that I've ever seen hit versus the Yankees. He just took a upper 90s fastball, and he drove it to center field, and it got out like that. So it was, you know, he's a great young player. Altuve is so fast. The dude gets on base. He's amazing.
He manufactured that first run.
Exactly. Pretty much on his own. Yeah. He got on base, he stole the bag, and then a single brought him in.
Exactly.
So a single with speed, because Gardner didn't make that awful of a throw. Altuve's just on another planet.
He the shortest guy out there, and he's like the biggest dynamite stick, the way he plays. And he's like a triple or quadruple threat.
Does it all.
He's got a little power. He can slap singles, and he can rip doubles down the line. And with that speed in that park, especially in Houston, you know, he could very well go, you know, from first to third or first to home or whatever he needs to. Even the old man Beltran, he had that great playoff run years ago when he was hitting home run after home run. Wasn't he on the Astros, though, if I remember?
Yeah, he was.
When he went to the World Series with Clemens.
Before he signed with the Mets and before he came over to the Yanks,
So, you know, respect to Beltran. I'd be a little wary of him today. He didn't really do too much yesterday, but...
He went to the track, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's there.
Interesting. Well, I know you guys are going to have some opinions here. Who needs to... I mean, obviously we covered, I think, pitching pretty thoroughly. Who needs to step up on the Yankees? Who do we need more from? Again, I think I know some of the answers here. Who do you want? I mean, obviously everybody we want to see more from. But who do we think need... You know what? Let's just start with Judge.
Yeah. I mean...
you were beating around the bush.
Yeah, I mean, really, this is a little too much. But let's just start. Obviously, I like Aaron Judge. I think he handles himself well. I think he's into it. You know, a lot of Jeter comparisons, but he's his own guy. Phenomenal season overall. A lot of people, you know, he's a polarizing figure in a way. A lot of Yankee haters, you know, say, oh, well, he had the most strikeouts, this and that. Where do you guys stand? I guess, you know, we'll ask who's going to step up later, but where do you guys stand on Aaron Judge? Like, what do we want from him? Do you guys like him? I mean, what do you think?
I definitely like him. He breaks good records and he breaks bad records all at the same time. I mean, getting on base with the walks, great. And then he does it really good.
Yeah.
On the flip side, there's the strikeouts so I guess, you know, they almost cancel each other out. And then you got the 52 home runs. You can't teach power like that. He's a gifted, physically gifted athlete. And, you know, that size, and he's not like a kind of slow, limbering kind of guy.
True.
Kind of an athletic guy at that size. I do think he's getting, because he's a rookie maybe, it seems that the strike zone's a little low on him. He's not swinging at bad pitches, and he's getting called a low strike, which I think it's looking to me below the knees. And, you know, he swings at a lot of bad pitches, so I don't want to seem like I'm making excuses like this is an umps thing. It just seems that recently, especially, there's a low strike that's getting called against him that's putting him into 0-1, 0-2 holes pretty quick up there. So a combination maybe of trying to get, you know, maybe he's too nice. He's not saying anything to any of the umps.
It's possible. But he's also still a rookie. So, yeah. I mean, he hasn't earned the credit of, hey, you know,
interesting take, though.
I have a good eye. You know, if I didn't really swing, it's probably a ball. He hasn't earned that yet. I think in a couple of years, one, he won't be afraid to turn around to the umpire and say something. And two, he may earn that, you know, that respect of, the same respect pitchers get if they're always around the plate. You know, they get the respect of, hey, if it's close, I'm going to give it to him because they're the pitcher. He might get that respect down the line.
Absolutely, yeah. So, obviously, we want to see more home runs and we want to see more
hits. We do. Well, Judge, going with that low ball comment, last night he had a 3-1 count with a guy on first base, and he got a ball that was definitely below the knee, called a strike on him. And I know it's tough because the dude is 6'7".
Yeah.
His strike zone is bigger than most strike zones. But it's not, you know, go with the top of the knee to the belt buckle. I'm okay with that. But just that, it was just way too low. So once he gets to a 3-2 count, well, now he thinks he has to do something because you just called a ball on a strike on him that was definitely a ball. So what are they going to do? They're going to strike him out with the pitch that he always strikes out on, low breaking ball away. So, it gets in his head that, hey, you know, now it's 3-2, now I have to do something.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think half of it is his fault. Half of it goes on other people's shoulders, like the umpire. He is doing things, though, in other ways to help the team. You're not supposed to be that big, that fast. He plays a great right field. We had that one play in the Cleveland series where he just jumped up and took that home run away. Yeah.
We might have lost 2-1 that game without that catch.
Oh, absolutely.
And then the series is over.
Absolutely. Oof. And you know, he does things in other ways to help the team. And his eye is one of them. He, you know, had the most walks this year. And if you get on base, you know we always quote Moneyball, but he gets on base. Yes. So if he gets on base and then you have thumpers behind him in, you know, Didi, who had 25 home runs this year, and, you know, Sanchez, who hit over 30 home runs this year. So he does different things to help the team win. I need him to produce more hits and stuff. He had a hit last night, though.
Yes.
It was
good to see. It didn't have to be a home run.
Would
have liked a home run, but...
And it was his hit that got Bird thrown out of home, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's doing things to help the team. And I think his at-bats are better. They're getting better day-to-day. So I expect him to snap out of it.
I'm thinking game 3 and 4 against those other Houston starters.
Hopefully.
You know? Their stuff is not as good.
Yeah.
Maybe he can get into one at Yankee Stadium, too.
Yeah, he also... He has better at-bats versus these guys out of the pen. Because these guys out of the pen don't have this sweeping breaking ball or these two-seamers that are insane. They just pretty much throw hard. Yeah, so he's had at-bats better lately with guys who are throwing harder.
Absolutely. And don't forget, it's still early for him, you know? I mean, in the story of his career, hopefully, you know, just get bigger and better. He had the slump, I think, in the midseason, and he overcame that.
It's a long slump.
Yeah. A good 6 weeks slump.
But still. That's a long time. He held himself well, though. I mean, I know I would have been frustrated.
I heard you guys talking about the lineup. I didn't hear everything. You guys were looking at the lineup for tonight's game. Do we like the coaching or the managing decisions, and also who else do we need to step up?
Well, what they did in the lineup today was they bumped Didi from the 4 spot to the 3 spot, which I like because it gives the lefty-righty, lefty-righty, and it makes it real hard for late-in-the-game matchups out of the bullpen for A.J. Hitch. They also, they're starting Headley at DH today, which...
Do we like this?
Well, Headley has decent numbers against Verlander, right?
Do
we have those numbers?
I just have them. Hold on one second.
You got it. We saw the numbers for Headley. They were respectable. I mean, Verlander has been really
tough. 6 for 15, one home run against them.
Yeah, so, nice. That's definitely, we talked about Girardi loving to go with the numbers and by the book. So, I think the lineup today is a good lineup. I like that there's not going to be able to bring somebody out of the pen and, you know, go with the matchup where you bring in a righty to face the two righties, or you bring in a lefty to face two lefties in a row. Sometimes it makes it difficult. So, I mean, the lineup today, I think the lineup's okay.
I see that we have Hicks in there, and he's career 0-for-9 against Verlander with 4 strikeouts. Hmm. So I wonder, is Ellsbury's numbers that bad, or, you know, Hicks has been playing such a good glove as well that we just want to keep him in there regardless of what happens, because, you know, Houston is a big center field to cover. I do know that. But other than that, the actual baby bombers themselves, Judge, Sanchez, and Bird, this is all going to be the first time they've ever seen Verlander. And
I'm getting excited.
I wonder how that's going to play out. Could he make a mistake against one of them? All three of them have got the power to send it out of the park. So maybe Verlander makes a mistake in one of their hot zones.
And Verlander came out of the pen in that Boston series, and he struggled. So that might be, you know,
that was a puzzling move.
I think they kind of wanted to just lock it down.
Yeah.
You know, they had their starter for the next day. And they said, well, if we're going to lock it down now, let's bring in Verlander. Let's, you
just
know,
close it, huh?
End it. And it just did not work out. The Baby Bombers, it's going to be the first time they see them, which might be a good thing.
It could be.
You know, if you know a guy pitches you a certain way, sometimes you're looking for it. But if you know, that they're attacking you a certain way, it's a little bit different. So we'll see what happens.
It's exciting. Mm. All right, guys. Well, before you guys get out of here, because I know we got the game starting in a little bit, keys for the Yankees to win this series, and what are your predictions? Obviously, I hope, we all predict that the Yankees are going to win this series, and who are they going to face, and what do you think is going to happen here?
All right, the keys for this series I see is starting pitching for us, hitting, and good defense. Don't give this Houston team extra at-bats. These guys, they score the most runs in the league, I'm pretty sure. Definitely in the American League, I think for the whole Major League Baseball, they led the league in runs. So don't give them extra opportunities. And, usually errors leaves guys on base. So play solid defense, which we have pretty much so far for the playoffs. I'll say Yankees in 6.
Yeah.
I'll hope for it.
You'll be there, what, Monday?
I'm going to game 3. First game at Yankee Stadium. I'll be making a lot of noise. So
nice. Good, man.
Hopefully I can
have a good time. That's awesome.
Yeah, it should be a good time. And let's see. I say we see the Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm thinking
Yankees, Dodgers.
I like it.
I will say, let's start with the keys to the Yankees winning. The bullpen needs to keep doing what the bullpen has been doing. Girardi has found a lot of success with Canley. He seems to trust Canley. Chapman seems to have found his form after they made the adjustment midseason with him. He's been great. Betances has struggled, but he's also looked fantastic. So you're going to see him in the series. Where you see him is going to be interesting. I don't think they bring him in a high leverage situation. Probably the start of an inning where we're either down or even. I don't think you see him with a lead. Robertson has been fantastic. So the Yankees bullpen itself is a strength. They have to come in with a lead, which means that the Yankees need to offensively get out to some sort of lead. If you get into a game where you're talking about manufacturing runs, Houston is going to beat you. They did it last night. Altuve got on. Altuve, moved himself over with a stolen base, and then one single brought him in. So if you get into that kind of game, I think that Houston will end up beating you. One thing that the Yankees haven't done all year that they need to continue to do, which they did in the Cleveland series, is hit with runners in scoring position and get big two-out hits.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of Yankee games this year, and they didn't do that at all. I mean, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it would not surprise me if they were top 3 in the league with runners left on base. I'm hoping, wishing, praying that the Yankees make it to the next round. But I'm a realist.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be Astros in 6. Now, I'm saying that
well,
on
you can
here.
Leave.
Well, dude, I know
you're
diehard.
No, I know.
But I'm also a realist. Yes. So I'll say that now, and I will more than happily be proven wrong and all that stuff if the Yankees come out and win the game, or win the series, and get to the World Series. But this team is young. They're way ahead of schedule. Yeah. We talked about expectations before. I didn't think that they were going to be in this spot. So this team...
Yeah, not the ALCS.
This team is in the ALCS right now. Yeah. And I'm happy, I'm excited, I'm ready to go. And it gets me... I got goosebumps right now.
Yeah, I'm getting excited.
So, I mean,
man.
they... I hope and pray that they win the series. But Houston is a juggernaut. Those guys are selfless. They all go out. They don't care who the hero is. They have okay pitching. Like, they have their big two that can win four games for you. Keuchel's a monster. Giles throws hard. Davinsky has so much movement on his ball. So they're just tough. Altuve, Carrera, those guys are young superstars. You got Springer, he's a young superstar. You got veteran leadership in McCann and Beltran. They're just a tough team.
They are.
And, you know, we got past a really tough team with the Indians, but if you, our pitching versus the Indians was ridiculous. Look at their numbers against the Yankees in that series. Nobody hit for the Indians.
No.
And the difference of that series and this series is Houston's a better hitting ball club through and through. You got a guy like Bregman. Bregman's a great young talent. Bregman's batting eighth in that lineup, which is nuts. Bregman would bat 2, 5, 6 in any other lineup. He's a great young player. I'm hoping that they get past this series, and I would love it. And, you know, I would, you know, take days off of work if I had to go watch games and do what I had to do. But they're just they're young. And you know, with this new expectation that we have that they should be winning, remember, they're still young. But they also survived, what is it now, 4 elimination games?
Yes.
That's insane. That means that when the chips are down,
yeah,
they're not out. You know, the old poker term is a chip in a chair. So if they have a chance, they could still go out and win. I'm ready. I'm excited. We'll see what happens.
That's good. I'm glad. A lot of people are picking the Astros to go all the way.
Yeah,
and it's rightfully so. I mean, if whoever goes on, and I'll give you my prediction for the NL, I'm going to say that the Dodgers choke.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to say the Dodgers choke. Mostly because I know that the Cubs have a lot of fight in them, and the Dodgers, they had a little bit of time off. We'll see if Kershaw can come back and play. He pitched well his first outing. In the NLDS. We'll see if he comes out and pitches well, but he had a little bit of time off. Kershaw, he's a monster. I love watching him pitch. I clear my schedule to watch him pitch.
Yeah.
Anytime that he's local, I'll make sure that I get to the ballpark to see him because he's that good. I just think the Cubs, I don't know, they seem to pull it out. They got a little magic in them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But yeah, a lot of people picking. Obviously, you said the Astros. I agree with you, Angela. Well, obviously, I want it to be Yankees, and hopefully, you know, it'll be the Yankees versus the Dodgers.
Hopefully. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that, you know, my prediction blows up in smoke. It'd be fantastic.
We'll see. But, I mean, this season, I think we can say, was a success, and I'm not throwing this out. I mean, you're here now. It's hard to get here. You got to capitalize. You got to win now. Guys, I appreciate a few minutes. Thanks for your time. I know you guys want to watch the game. I'm excited. I'll just leave it at this. You know, we're excited. This is an exciting time for our area. It's good to have the Yankees, you know, back in the fight. I remember, you know, I was in the marching band in high school. We got to be in 2 ticker tape parades, which was awesome.
That's
and exciting.
Awesome. Yeah.
Let's get another one, you know. Now's the time. Let's not see what happens down the road.
I'll leave it with this, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
That old saying that's in The Sandlot, and I'm sure it's all of our favorite movies from when we were kids and even now. Heroes get remembered, but legends never die, right? Somebody be a hero. Win the game.
Yes, absolutely.
Be a hero.
I like that.
Yeah. Somebody be a hero. Don't worry about being a legend. Be a hero.
Be a hero today.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. We'll leave it at this. I like what you said, Tim. Let's go Yankees.
Let's go Yankees.
Let's go Yankees.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of the Bob Culture Podcast. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon.com for some great incentives, check out Patreon.com/Bob Culture Podcast. I'd like to thank my newest patrons, Michael Michelle Vermillion from Sledgepad LLC. Sledgepad is the revolutionary bass drum dampening system that make blankets in your bass drum a thing of the past. I love my Sledgepad and is currently being used by drummers from national acts such as Pink and Collective Soul.
Use my code BOBMAN007 at checkout for a special discount. Check them out at sledgepad.com. Finally, don't forget to support the show by leaving a review on iTunes or give me a like on facebook.com/BobCulturePodcast.